Luke Skywalker, Jedi Knight. Chapter 14, in which Luke enters our story at last. And what about Luke? Where is he?
He is on his way.
Impatiently waiting in the desert cave they chose as a rendezvous point, he leaps to his feet when he gets Leia's message. Hoping to go undetected for as long as possible, he makes his way through the dunes on foot. He wears a hooded robe, as his first teacher, Obi-Wan Kenobi, wore. Luke has been thinking much about Obi-Wan lately. He never expected, and certainly never wanted, to come back here, to Tatooine, his home planet. But once Han's rescue brought him here, he felt drawn back. Not to his own home, but to Obi-Wan's. Luke's own home, where he had lived with his aunt and uncle, who had raised him, had been destroyed by the Empire years ago. In fact, it was that act of evil that had motivated Luke to give up his boring life as a moisture farmer and begin his adventures with Obi-Wan. There, in his master's lonely hermit hut, deep in the Juntland wastes, he found a few things Obi-Wan had left behind that were useful to him, including the missing parts he needed for the construction of his own lightsaber, the weapon of a true Jedi Knight. Luke had begun his adventures with a lightsaber that had belonged to his father, Anakin Skywalker. At first, Luke had treasured it. With help from first Obi-Wan and then Yoda, he had learned to use it well and come to depend upon it, to reach for it first when facing any danger. He had even faced Darth Vader with it, believing that Vader was the man who had killed his father. That was what Obi-Wan had told him. But Darth Vader had told him something different, something darker. Vader claimed that he was Luke's father, that he was Anakin Skywalker. At the time, Luke had been sure this was a lie, but he had grown less and less sure, and now he feared that it was the truth. Whether that lightsaber had belonged to a hero or a villain, or both, it was gone now, along with Luke's right hand in that devastating battle with Vader on Cloud City, where Luke had tried and failed to rescue Han once before. To face Vader again, he knew he'd need his own lightsaber. Luke's teachers, Obi-Wan and Yoda, had told him only a little of the way a Jedi must use the Force to build a lightsaber. And yet he seemed to know exactly what he needed to know. Reaching out with his mind, he found the right pieces, some easily purchased, some much harder to acquire. After leaving Obi-Wan's hut, he knew he had at last collected everything he needed. While our other heroes bustled about preparing for the rescue, Luke retreated into the solitude of a desert cave and puzzled over the pieces. In the end, it took not just physical tools, but also the Force to put it all together and bring the crystal inside to life. But when at last he was finished, a brilliant green beam sprang out, buzzing with a raw, dangerous energy. It truly was his lightsaber, almost an extension of himself. It pleased him, and he grew confident, perhaps foolishly, that if he faced Vader again, the new lightsaber would help him win the fight. But if what Vader said was true, did he wish to win a fight? Against his own father? His feelings became confused again. He needed answers. He needed to return to Yoda. But first, to free his friend Han Solo from Jabba. So, with this mad plan concocted, he strides through the desert, ready to play his part.